Hi, I'm Damon Davis. I want to welcome you to a very special edition of One-on-One. So many of us, maybe you, move through life as though we are moving through molasses. Instead of facing a life full of power and purpose, we stare at our past. Past mistakes, past failures. We've given in to not the life that God has in store for you. We've given in to the lie of an enemy. An enemy who's on a single, solitary, and determined mission, and that is to rob you from everything that God designed for you. And all of that ends now with a guest that I want you to meet, who's here to talk to you about one of his big failures in this life. However, his story doesn't end there. His story is just beginning. The name of the book is I Once Was a Preacher. And I will tell you that this transparent look into the life of a man will be the very thing that can help you begin to write your own story moving forward from today. Don't go away. You don't want to miss a minute of this powerful show. You're going to see it right here on One-on-One. Pastor Clyde L. White, I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you so much.
It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
You know, the opening, I was talking about where a lot of people are right now. They're struggling, seemingly as though their life is moving through molasses. They're at a dead-end job, maybe. Their relationships are in trouble, or maybe they're completely off the rails. They look at a bank account every day, and it's discouraging. None of that is as gripping, as discouraging, as people who are getting up every day facing some failure of their past. Would you agree with me?
I totally agree. I totally agree, Damon.
And you wrote a book, I Once Was a Preacher. I mean, what a title. And it's a transparent look into your own life. Let's dive right into this. Where did you come from? How did you end up here?
I had acquired a skill when I was going through junior high. We got this computer when I was 13, and scanners came out.
Got it.
And I began to learn how to use a scanner.
Got it.
So when I was in the seventh grade, I believe, I had figured out how to alter report cards. So some of the students at my school would actually pay me on the side if they got bad grades to alter their report cards.
You were an entrepreneur.
I was an entrepreneur. I had my own business going. So I had acquired that skill. All right. So now here I am years later and I'm traveling doing ministry, but I'm not working anywhere on a secular job, if you will.
Got it.
Okay. Well, the road was great when the road was jumping, but there would be times and seasons where we would have our downtime.
Feast or famine, right?
Absolutely.
High points and then where you needed that second job.
There you go.
But you didn't get a second job.
Created a second job.
I'm traveling with where you're going.
Absolutely. You know where I'm headed.
All right.
So
it wasn't report cards this time.
No, it wasn't report cards this time. Much bigger and, you know, much grander and had a higher price tag when it came to actually paying the price.
Explain.
For what I had done. Well, I met my wife,
got it,
who was my girlfriend at the time,
uh-huh,
in the youth ministry at the church. So we got married. Now, of course, I go into the marriage with no job, just the ministry. All right. So now we hit these slow seasons. Now, hitting these slow seasons as a single man is one thing, but hitting the slow season with a wife is something totally different.
You have two mouths to feed.
Absolutely. So now we're in this slow season and money is tight.
Got it.
And, you know, here come the arguments over finance and you know how it goes, you know.
So you became resourceful.
Became resourceful.
What'd you do?
So money is getting tight. So what ended up happening is a friend that I had introduces me to a guy who was seeking somebody with my skill set. when it came to manipulating documents. Now, of course, I'm youth pastor at this time. So when he first brought it to me, I'm like, man, does this guy know what I do now? I mean, that was years ago, bro. You know, I'm not on that anymore. Well, he says he'll pay you good money. I'm just passing the word along. So I was like, nah, I'm not interested. Weeks went by. Still in the same shape financially. Still the arguments. Still the fussing and the fighting. Still the thought in the back of my mind, I've got to make something happen.
You know, the enemy has a way of bringing just the right solution.
Yes.
At just the right time.
Just the right time.
When we need it most. Because believe me, as you're telling your story, I know that the people watching are thinking about their own story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about my own story. You know, it's easy to preach a thing when you've walked through a thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I know just hearing where you're going, speaking in real time to the viewers, those are the moments when you have to just stop, be still, and know that He is God.
Yes.
Your need, your solution is not greater to you than it is to God. God knows exactly what you need, exactly how you need it, exactly when you need it.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes when we take matters into our own hands, and yeah, we come up with some pretty resourceful ways to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's always pale in comparison to the answer or the solution that God can provide.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
God always has the right answer for the right problem. Satan always brings in a counterfeit one, doesn't he?
A counterfeit one.
Tell me what he did.
That's exactly what it was. It was counterfeit. After the last argument that me and my wife had, when I said, hey, I'm not going to argue about this anymore. I'm taking matters into my own hands.
Got it.
And I'm going to fix this. So that's exactly what I tell her. I'm going to fix it. Now, she didn't know how, but I just told her I'm going to fix it. So I call up my buddy and I said, hey, man, is that guy still interested in someone doing what he's asking?
Is he still willing to pay?
Right. Is he still willing to pay? So he calls him up. He sets it up. I go over there and I meet this guy. And he tells me, he was like, well, hey, I hear that you can create documents and edit and change things and, you know, make things look different and make counterfeit things, in other words. So I tell him, I said, well, hey, if I do this, because I'm pretty sure you know who I am and what I do. Oh, yeah. I said, if I do this, this is a one-time thing.
Ooh, the devil's a liar. Oh.
And so, of course, he agreed with that.
Of course he did.
Oh, yes. Just one time.
What so, could one time do?
What could one more time won't hurt. That's one of the chapters in my book. One more time won't hurt. So, it's a one-time thing, man. I said, okay, so what are you willing to pay? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I need you to make me 6 checks at $5,000 apiece.
Whew.
If you do that, I'll pay you $5,000. I'll give it to you today in cash. All right, let's do it. So he hands me $5,000. Go and get a computer. Go and get the software. Went, got the check paper, did the whole 9 yards. So I bring him back the checks. He calls me about 3 hours later. And he says, it worked. Cashed all of them. He says, if you're ever interested again, you know where to find me.
Hmm.
And he left it at that. All right, so here I go. I go back home with the money, pay everything up, catch everything up. Of course, my wife is wondering how I did it, and that I didn't reveal. I just said, hey, I made it happen. And I spent through that money after paying everything else. And a week went by. And I thought and thought and thought in the back of my mind, hey, if I could do that and get away with it, I could continue to do it. So I reached back out to him. I said, hey, just one more time.
Just one more time.
Just one more time.
Is that why you focus an entire chapter on that?
Absolutely.
Just one more time.
Just one more time.
What are you saying to people that are in that place, just one more time? Well, what's happening there? That they're gripped.
Absolutely.
You know, it could be, I'm just going to keep it real. I try to keep it real on these programs. I mean,
absolutely.
Let's face it, none of us are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So many people tuning in right now in that place where they're trapped.
Absolutely.
They have tangled the web so intently, they can't pry themselves out. It would take a supernatural act of God to help untangle us Absolutely. From the web we have woven. Amen?
Absolutely. Amen.
And the enemy wants us there.
Mm-hmm.
It's one more night with that person.
Exactly.
You know, it's one more time on that pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's one more drink. It's one more, just one more.
Just one more. At that stage in your life, it's amazing what people would do if they knew they wouldn't get caught. There's always that thought in the back of a person's mind when they assess the risk that they're taking, when they assess what they have to lose.
Mm.
And if they knew they could get away with it, what would they actually do? So in my mind, as long as I wasn't caught and could get away with it, one more time wouldn't hurt. Because we say to ourselves, if I could just do it once more, I'll be done. I'll be satisfied.
We all say that.
We all say that.
But it's never once.
It's never once. It continues to go and to go and to grow bigger and larger. So one more time turned into two more times and then three more times and four more times. And before you know it, I'm so deep into this thing that I'm literally living the life of a rock star.
God.
We're flying out whenever we want to. We're going on trips. We're going on vacations. We're buying new cars.
And if you need any extra cash, just print yourself
just
one.
Just print myself one.
What happens? It catches up with you.
It catches
Let's
up.
Let's fast forward to that moment.
The gentleman that I was working with actually gets caught up on some other stuff he was involved in.
Mm.
And in the process of him getting interrogated, he rolls over on me.
My God.
To lessen his time.
What was the moment you discovered, I would imagine they showed up at your house.
Absolutely.
Did they?
They showed up.
What was happening inside? Was your heart beating out your chest?
Absolutely. It was 4 a.m. in the morning. I'll never forget it. We had just gotten back from Memphis, Tennessee. It was a Tuesday morning. I heard a faint knock at the door. My wife woke me first because she heard it before I did. She said, Clyde, somebody's knocking on the door. I turned over to look at the clock.
At that time in the morning.
Absolutely. I turned over to look at the clock, and when I saw the time, I knew what it was about.
My God.
Even though I had never left a trace of myself, even though my prints were not on anything, I just knew it. I got up to go look outside the peephole, and I saw two gentlemen dressed in blazers. There was an unmarked car outside.
My God.
And it was two detectives. I opened the door, and sure enough, they showed me a paper, and they said, are you Clyde L. White? Yes, sir, I am. We have a warrant for your arrest. My heart sunk.
Of course it did.
Because at this point, I've never been arrested, didn't even know what was getting ready to happen.
Your whole world, in an instant, comes to a screeching halt.
Yes, sir.
And that moment, though what you do, the what you did, defined you.
Yes, sir.
Clydell, the what we've done does not define us, though, does it?
No, sir.
The enemy would have someone watching believe that the greatest mistake that they have made in their life is the greatest definition of their life. But it's not.
It's not. And I would talk to that person that's feeling like that right now to let them know that our steps, even in bad things, have been ordered. For the word says that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And the word says, lo, I'll be with you always, even into the ends of the earth.
That's right.
Even though God is omnipotent and omniscient, there is one place that he does not dwell.
Where?
And that is in the past.
That's good.
And the reason being is because we can't go back.
That's right.
So he's not going to be somewhere that we're not.
That is powerful.
Because then the scripture wouldn't be true.
So now, who are you?
Now, I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a friend. I'm a pastor, and I'm a confidant.
That's awesome.
God has...
Now you're the authentic you.
Absolutely. I'm who he created me to be. And one thing that I found out in life, exposure is freedom.
Yes, it is.
It's so much freedom to open up with what I've went through.
What is your goal with the book? What are you wanting to do in the world of the believer who gets the book and has an opportunity to read it?
I want to encourage those that are in a dark season
mm-hmm.
and one of the darkest times of their life.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. where they seem to not see any light at the end of the tunnel. Just how the story starts, it doesn't mean that it ends that way. And that's what we want to connect with people in this story, to let them know that no matter what you've been through, you can overcome any obstacle and setback that is put in front of you.
I mean, brother, you were locked up.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you were locked up in jail.
Yes, sir.
You went from a high place to the lowest place.
To the lowest
place.
That
many people would define. But there's restoration there.
There's restoration.
There's forgiveness there.
Yes, sir.
You're saying that no matter how far someone might have drifted, no matter how much of a train wreck your life might seem to be.
Absolutely.
God's in the restoration business.
He's in the restoration
business. He's in the healing business.
Yes, sir.
Give me top three things that this book is going to do for the person watching. If they decide to take a step of faith and get this book into their hands, into their heart, into their mind, and maybe it's a good gift for someone, by the way, who has failed, who has given up,
absolutely,
who's lost hope, who doesn't believe that their best days could be ahead of them, that their best days are behind them. Give me three things that this is going to do for them.
The first thing that you're going to do with this book,
yep,
is you're going to learn to forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. Wow.
Many people don't understand that even though God forgives us, once we get it right with Him, we still walk around with that guilt because we so focus so much on what we've done instead of where we're going.
Powerful.
So it's not about what we've done. It's about what we're going to do.
Got it.
So that's the first thing. You're going to learn to forgive yourself. The second thing is you're going to get your confidence back, because the scripture lets us know to cast not away our confidence, not arrogance, because there's a thin line.
There's a difference.
But we're going to get our confidence back.
That's good.
Some people have been verbally abused to the point because of what they've dealt with. Every couldn't do and every won't be that's ever been spoken into your life. This book will help reverse that. Because being confident of this very thing, that he that begun a good work in you shall continue it.
Oh, say that again.
Unto the day of
Jesus
Christ.
Say that again.
Being confident of this very thing, that he that begun a good work in you shall continue it unto the day of Jesus Christ.
That means that he ain't done yet.
He's not done yet. And the third thing that you're going to get from this book is to understand that you are a son. Because it's a book about sonship. You're going to understand God's love for you. You're going to understand the story with the prodigal son and how when the prodigal son was ready to come back home.
Yes.
Our Father is waiting to receive us.
Wow.
Because the Bible says that the earth is waiting on the manifestation, not of the preachers, but of the sons of God.
Yeah.
And the same that does my will is my son.
Wow. You know, to be so transparent, to be so honest, to be so real, to be so authentic about who you were, is something that I think so many of us need to be. There's no need to hide from the Master. He knows
Absolutely.
Who you are. We will spend a lifetime running, a lifetime hiding, a lifetime denying His power because we choose to rest in our own. That we are, in essence, falling short from and keeping ourselves from the greatest miracles that could show up in our life. And I think that God's miracle, the greatest miracle He wants to perform, is in getting everyone watching to begin to live the life He designed for them to live.
That's great.
Could you imagine how powerful you'd be? Do you imagine how far you could go? Do you imagine what miracles the world would see when you began to walk in the authentic you?
Yes.
All of hell wants to keep you from that. All of hell wants to keep you right where you are, broken down, struggling, blind of the truth, which is, I made you to be who I made you to be, not what the world has conformed you to be.
Yes.
Well, the devil's a liar.
Yes. Amen.
And this is our day that we put our foot on the neck of the enemy and say, no more.
Yes, sir.
It's about taking one simple step, getting your hands on something that could be the thing, the key to unlock the door to the greatest days of your life. And I just encourage you to get this book for yourself. Get this book for someone that you love. This is the book that will mend a marriage because it'll teach you how to start talking again, transparently and authentically you. This is the kind of book that'll help you move forward on the job because you've quit and retreated from the battlefield. But this book says, no, it's time to press in into the fullness of the promises that God has stored up, laid up for you to pull down that kingdom here on planet Earth. You with me? This is the kind of book that you need to help you move beyond shame, beyond disappointment, beyond discouragement, to step into the full, complete, unadulterated place of freedom found in the forgiveness of God that doesn't look at your past and see you for who you were. He is there proclaiming, I made you to be this. And what is this? Well, we'll never know if we're not willing to step beyond ourselves and take a shot. And that is to step forward into the life that God has for you. Make a call, get a copy of this book. I promise you it'll change your life. And I just want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for bringing this to us.
Yes, sir.
Our announcer is going to come right now and tell you how you can. And we'll be back in just a moment as we wrap up quickly. I want Clydell White to pray in agreement for the greatest days of your life. Right after this, don't go away. Don't want to miss it.
Regret, fear, condemnation, shame, a battlefield in your mind that will keep you from the blessings God has in store for you. For too long, you've been held back from experiencing true joy, true peace, and true blessing by the pains of your past. Now you can know what it means to walk in complete freedom and to move beyond the mistakes, hang-ups, and disappointments of your past. As you've heard on this broadcast, Pastor Clydell White knows what it means to be whole and free from the past, and he wants you to experience liberty in your life today. More than just a tell-all memoir, Pastor White's book, I Once Was a Preacher, will equip you with life-changing truths that will guide you out of a life trapped in regret and shame and into a life of blessing and wholeness. This is a transparent and open look at what imperfect individuals need to discover hope in the middle of their hopeless situations. As part of this exclusive offer, you'll also receive Pastor White's all-new four-part teaching series. In this four-part collection featuring messages like How to Overcome Your Past and Finding Your Identity in Christ, you'll get practical insights to overcome life's biggest failures and most challenging setbacks. This exclusive offer, including the book I Once Was a Preacher and the four-part audio CD series How to Overcome Your Past and Finding Your Identity in Christ, is yours with your one-time gift today of only $50. But there's more. As a special bonus, when you call now, Damon will also include the full-length interview you saw only a portion of on this broadcast. The complete and uncut interview also includes special behind-the-scenes content that will be a blessing to you. But that's not all. Your gift today not only puts this powerful collection of resources from Clydell White into your hands, but it helps us at One-on-One continue to bring amazing guests like Clydell to you again and again and again. That's why when you call today and sow that sacrificial seed towards this work, you'll receive this very special bracelet that you can wear or give to someone you know that struggles with the same demonic attack of the devil, fighting these emotions of fear, regret, and shame. This very special gift is just for you when you call today. Call now to take advantage of this special broadcast offer. That's the book, I Once Was a Preacher, and the four-part audio CD series, How to Overcome Your Past, and Finding Your Identity in Christ, the complete and unedited full-length interview, and this special program gift from Damon, a Breaking the Chains with Jesus bracelet for your gift today of only $50. Today can be the first day in the next chapter of your life. If you're ready to be free from shame, free from failure, if you're ready to discover God's good plan for your life, take that step today. Don't delay. Call now.
Let's pray with them right now. I just want to agree with you watching that your best days are ahead of you.
Absolutely.
So let's pray in agreement that action will happen, and that through that action, by a step of faith, God is going to do what only He can do in the life of the person watching.
Absolutely. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that person, God, that is watching right now, that is tuned in. They are not looking by mistake. And God, it is a purpose that you've led them to be tuned in today. I speak to them in that dark place, God. I speak against every couldn't do and every won't be and every negative word that's been sown into their spirit. But Father, you have kept them for such a time as this.
Yeah.
We thank you for their past experiences, God, that is going to help catapult them into their future, God. They can move beyond where they are right now. That person that feels stuck, that person that feels trapped, God, trapped into their sin, trapped into their failure, trapped into their past, God, move them beyond that place and allow us, God, to fall into your grace in the name of Jesus, which you have extended to us on Calvary's cross. Father, I pray right now that you would touch that individual, God, that feels broken, God, and let them understand that that is that crushing place that you have brought us to get all of the oil that has been trapped inside of us out of us. God, use us for your glory. Father, we thank you right now for transcending time on our behalf, God. Everything that the canker worm and the palmer worm and the caterpillar has tried to destroy, rebuke the devourers for our sake and redeem the times as the scripture said you have come to do, God. I thank you because it's not about what we've done, but it's about what we're going to do. We're going to use now to move forward. We're going to use this time now, God, to move into our destiny, our purpose, and get back in the race and finish strong. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Take a moment and connect with us, please do. Go to the website. Let us hear from you. Connect with us on Twitter, Facebook. I thank you so much for being part of this program. And Pastor, thank you for being part of this program.
Thank you, David.
Will you come
thank
back
you for the opportunity.
Yes,
so
we
sir.
Can hear what God's doing in your life?
Absolutely.
And what more you can help us do in our life? That
Absolutely.
Would be such a joy if we could do that.
It would be my honor.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I'm Damon Davis. This has been One-on-One. We'll see you again next week.
Hi, I'm Timothy Johnson, one of the team members for the One-on-One show. And I'm holding in my hand right now prayer requests and praise reports and some sacrificial blessings that's coming in. You know, we want to thank you. It means so much to us when we hear from you together. We are a force that will bring a victorious global revival to the world. But listen to this. None of this would be possible without the faithful prayers and sacrificial financial support from you, which allows us to be the bridge between millions of hurting people and our amazing guests here each week. So keep those prayer requests and praise reports coming. And if you can, tuck a little love gift in. We'd be so grateful. We love you.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.